Today I'm presenting Statalizer, a system to simplify the process of modifying metal boxes to support applications like elastic scaling and fault tolerance. Metal boxes perform sophisticated operations on network traffic as traffic passes through them. Some examples of commonly existing metal boxes are firewall, intrusion detection system, and caching proxy. Unlike switches, metal boxes are stateful, and they take stateful action on the traffic. Network virtualization is a recent trend. It has made it easier to operate elastically scalable and highly available metal boxes. Elastic scaling promises network a great flexibility in handling metal box load spikes by spinning up new instances and redistributing the traffic among these instances. Metal boxes are stateful, and the state must be made available when the traffic is enrouted to a new location. Let me give you a quick look into metal box state. Depending on what metal box do, they keep very different state. But the way they go about in organizing their state is common. They organize state either in terms of associated with a single connection or set of connections. Let's take a look on a state of an intrusion detection system, more specifically Bro. For every single connection, it keeps a couple of state objects, and it stores them in a hash table. Likewise, it keeps track of state per host, the number of active connection, and then it has state which gets updated on every packet, like statistics, and it also has a state which is input state, which includes configuration and signatures. Researchers have developed several frameworks to manage this state. However, for a metal box to work with these frameworks, metal box developers are required to modify or at least annotate their metal box code. Split merge is an example of such a framework which provides elastic scaling. To transfer or share state, it requires metal boxes to use a shared custom library to allocate and access state. It also requires metal boxes to integrate state received from other instances. Other systems include OpenNF, a system which we built, FTMB, Pico application, and StatelessNF. All these systems require similar modification to metal box code. Modifying metal boxes is difficult because metal boxes are complex. As shown, some of the open source metal boxes have 60,000 to 275,000 lines of code. They have hundreds of structures and classes, heavy use of pointers, and in addition to that, they have thousands of procedures. If a metal box developer misses a change to a structure, class, or a function, output equivalence may be violated. Output equivalence is defined as, for any given set of input traffic, the aggregate output of a dynamic set of metal box instances should be equal to output produced by a single instance. To simplify this complex process of modifying metal boxes, we designed Statalizer. Statalizer cleverly adapts program and point analysis techniques to design novel algorithms to identify states which require explicit handling. We leverage metal box code structure to improve precision without compromising soundness. In this talk, by soundness I mean that the Statalizer must not miss any critical type, storage location, allocation, or use of state. By precision, I mean that the system should identify a minimal set of state which requires explicit handling. Soundness is required for ensuring output equivalence, whereas precision is required for performance state transfer. I will use an example of an IDS and what is required to make it highly available to explain Statalizer. We have a primary and a hot standby. Both start with the same configuration state. As primary process packet, it creates an update state. It sends the copy of the state to a hot standby after every packet. To minimize the state transfer, we want to identify a minimal set of state which is required to ensure output equivalence. In the rest of this talk, I will show you how Statalizer helps us in identifying that minimal set of state. Statalizer has multiple steps. It starts with a set of all state variables in the program And each subsequent step, it identifies a useful set of variables which, without compromising the soundness. And ultimately, it identifies a minimal set of variables which requires explicit handling. Before explaining the algorithm of stabilizers, let me show you a typical logical code structure of a metal box. Metalbox has three parts. Metalbox code can be divided into three parts. The initialization, it runs when the metalbox starts. It loads and parses config and load other modules. The second part is packet processing loop. It reads the packet. It is responsible for reading the packet from the socket and passing it over to packet processing procedures. Packet processing procedure analyze and potentially modify the packet and update the internal state. In the first step of stabilizer, we identify a per and cross-flow state. Per and cross-flow state influence the processing of more than one packet. The variable corresponding to per and cross-flow state must be persistent, and their value persists beyond a single iteration. Global and static variable exist for the duration of the program, so they are persistent. The local variable declared in the loop procedure are also last longer than the loop, so they are also persistent. Similarly, formal parameters to loop precision are also persistent. You might be wondering that the variables local to procedure, which precede loop procedure in the call stack, are also persistent. However, these variables cannot be used in processing a packet because they are out of scope. So we exclude these variables from our list of persistent variables. So far, the list of persistent variables which we identified also include variables which are used during initialization for processing configuration and signatures. For example, like file descriptors, and these variables never get used while processing a packet. To exclude this variable and improve precision, we leverage the insight that the per and cross-flow state is used for processing a packet. However, identifying packet processing code is non-trivial. If we miss a change, if we miss a variable, it will affect our soundness of our analysis. A naive approach to identify packet processing code is to follow control flow and construct a call graph starting from all the procedure in the packet processing loop. However, this will not capture any indirect edges. For example, if packet processing loop adds a packet to a queue and packet processing procedure read that packet from that queue, there is no neither of them call each other directly. To overcome this challenge, the key insight we leverage is indirect call doesn't have control dependency, but they do have data dependency. The packet produced by one procedure is consumed by another procedure. We identify all the statements which have direct or indirect data dependency on the packet on the variable which has the packet returned by the packet receive function. This is known as forward slicing. So we compute a forward slice from the packet receive function, and any procedure appearing in the slice is marked as packet processing procedure. By the end of this step, we have a list of all persistent variables. So far, we identify a set of persistent variables. Now, to further improve precision, we want to identify which of them are read-only and which of them are updatable. Read-only variables are the ones which contain like configuration state or signature, which never get updated while processing a packet. A strawman approach is to use static analysis to identify all variables which appears on the left-hand side of the assignment statement. However, this falls short to aliasing. Aliasing allows value of a per or cross-flow variable to be updated from a different variable by the use of pointers. Our strawman approach will mislabel tail as read-only. However, it gets updated through index. To overcome this challenge, stabilizer employ flow, context, and field-insensitive pointer analysis. So far, we have identified variables, all state variables, and distinguish updatable variables from read-only. Typically, in state transfer operations, group of flows are moved from one instance to another instance. it helps to identify the state, which the subset of state which correspond to a group of flows. We identify flow space. Flow space is a set of header fields which defines the scope of the state. To identify flow space, we leverage common Middlebox access pattern. Middlebox use simple data structures to store state, and they use header fields to access their state while processing the packet. We assume that Middlebox use hash tables or linked lists to store the state. In case of hash table, they use a square bracket or pointer arithmetics to access the state. In case of linked list, they use iteration to access the state. We identify all the statements where the state is accessed. And we compute what is called a chop with the packet, the variable which has the packet returned by the packet receive function. Chop identify all the statements which transmits the effect of input to a target statement. The output of a chop is an executable snippet of code which takes packet as an input and output the required state. Assuming that Middlebox use standard libraries to access the header fields, we can conduct simple string matching to identify packet header fields which defines the flow space. To recap, we started with identifying all per and cross flow state. We divided them into read-only and updatable state. And then we identify the flow space corresponding to per and cross flow state. There are two additional steps in Stateralizer. We identify the type of output that an updatable variable affects. For example, whether it affects the log output or packet output or both. And then we insert statements to do runtime monitoring to track whether a variable is updated or not. We implemented Stateralizer using CodeSurfer. CodeSurfer is a static analysis tool for C and C++. It has a built-in support for constructing control flow graphs, computing doing point analysis, and computing forward and backward slices. We analyzed four open source Middleboxes: Prat, a monitoring Middlebox, Snort, an IDS, HAProxy, a load balancing proxy, OpenVPN, a VPN gateway. I will show you a set of our results, which will highlight two key aspects. I will show you how Stateralizer helps us in improving precision, and using Stateralizer, how we can modify our Middlebox, and I will show you the benefits of runtime benefits of in minimizing the state transfer. The table shows the effectiveness of Stateralizer. The number of variables shows the complexity of a Middlebox, which are from 1500 to 18,000. Manually identifying variables which requires explicit handling is really difficult. Stateralizer identifies 10 to 148 variables which require explicit handling, improving the reducing the number of variables from 60 to 150 times. We theoretically prove the soundness of our algorithms in our paper. To further show the effectiveness of Stateralizer, we modify Prats, a monitoring Middlebox, to make it highly available. So we have a primary and hot standby. The primary sends that this copy of a state to hot standby after every packet. The figure shows the amount of state transfer when we transfer transfer all persistent state per packet. The purple line shows the amount of state transfer when we only transfer updatable state. And the red line shows when we further scope it down to just to the state which applies to the flow space of the last packet. Transferring state which applies to the flow space of the last packet reduces the state transfer by 305 times as compared to transferring all the state, all the persistent state. Stateralizer reduced the manual effort of modifying Prats to 6 hours from 120 hours when we initially modified it for OpenNF. And most of the time in this 6 hours was used in writing serialization and deserialization code. Stateralizer found a compound variable which we missed in our initial modification. This compound variable contains configuration along with some counters. To summarize, I presented Stateralizer, a framework to simplify the process of modifying Middleboxes. it leveraged program and pointer analysis techniques to design novel algorithm to identify state without affecting soundness. And our ultimate goal is to fully automate the process of modifying middle boxes. Thank you.
Hi there. That was a nice talk. I'm Naga from Princeton University. So I have a... So the question that I had was, if you look at, you know, trying to make horribly written C code distributed, right? You know, that is, if you were to design a runtime or a static analyzer that takes this C code and then tries to pick out objects that need to communicate when they're, you know, distributed across the network, right? So that is a hard problem, and people have been looking at it for a while. And they've come up with domain-specific languages for, let's say, you know, something like a key-value store. How would you write, you know, a stateful, a key an applications on top of key-value stores, so that it makes it easier for the runtime to make this communication easier, to make them distributed. So clearly, you're using some domain knowledge here that makes it possible for you. You know, to make this state transfer. And maybe I missed it, but it didn't quite come across. So what was it that let you, I mean, that let you do this as opposed to general purpose programs?
So one thing is that the middle boxes, they store state, they associate it with the key, which is like whether it's per flow or multi-flow. So we use that. And most of their state, like that's the most of the state which gets updated on packets. And we use that information to, and then we use static analysis to identify the state which gets updated while processing a packet. And the other thing is that per and cross flow state, it gets updated, it affects multiple packets. So it gets updated across multiple packets. So they should be persistent throughout the execution of your loop procedure or when you're processing a packet. So we use that insight to identify or leverage.
I guess you're, in some sense, you're kind of tracing when a packet enters, which parts of the code it touches, and you know you have some notion of a connection, and which parts of the code the you know connection level state touches, and somehow it that was easier for you to detect in this case.
Yeah, so we start with the loop procedure, like the packet receive call, and we find the packet processing loop, and we then start the analysis from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Arseniy Zastravnik from EPFL. I have two questions. First, is it how many applications did you analyze? Is it always the case that there is an event processing loop, or are there more complicated application structure?
So we analyzed four open source middle boxes. And either they have like they are using SOC, the system calls to read packet, or they are using libraries like libpcap. So if even we want to extend it, we can add further things. We just need to know how they are reading the packet, so we can extend it.
Okay. And second question is for the theoretical proof, do you assume that the static analysis framework you are using is correct, or?
Yeah, we assumed, so there are people have done work in programming languages which shows that these pointer analysis and flow analysis are sound. So our proofs are based on those.
Thank you.
Hi there, Luis Pedroza from USC. I suppose it's kind of my question is kind of a follow-up question similar to what we just heard here. Exactly as they were pointing out, frequently when you're analyzing these real systems in C and C++, the hardest thing that comes up is the aliasing problem.
Yeah.
And so what do you mean when you say that your technique is sound and complete? Is it that you, in the presence of certain uncertainty about whether two pointers can point at the same place, you assume that both can? Which is to say that you might be pointing at more state than necessary, and if so, does that ever become an issue?
So, when we're using pointer analysis, so we care about whether a variable get updated or not, yes, through a different variable,
yes,
by use of pointers. So, if your pointer analysis is not precise, it may say that, oh, this variable get updated. Actually, in the reality, that variable might not get updated.
Correct.
So it will not affect our soundness.
So you're basically...
We will still mark the variable as updatable.
So you we'll take a conservative approach.
We might not be precise, but it will be still strong, sound.
And does
because
that
we are
kind
marking
of
it as updatable instead of read-only. We are not doing the opposite.
I see. And will that have overhead? And certainly. Thank you very much.
One question. So, Matthias Valentin, UC Berkeley. If you consider Bro, for example, which reads packets and then just feeds in a TCP reassembler, and the majority of the state is going is much at higher layers. It's based on the data that's coming out of the TCP reassembler. And it seems like the per packet state is really just a very small fraction. So the overall state is that you're identifying is almost the complete state of the program instance. And where's the benefit in this case?
I didn't get your question. Can you rephrase it?
We can take it offline, I think.
So, Omid from USC. I just have a short question. I wanted to know, how do you do the state transfer?
So, we use the library which we built for OpenNF. So, we serialize the state, and we transfer it, and on the other side, we deserialize it.
And can you use it with all the other proxies that you use? Is it a specific to that?
It's a C code, so you can use it with any C++ or C program.